Residents both for and against a plan to manage an overpopulation of deer in the central New York area spoke at a public hearing on the issue earlier this week. WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports.
One focus of the meeting on Syracuse's east side was warning the public about the dangers of Lyme disease. Ticks have spread the disease across upstate New York, and deer carry ticks. There were 98 cases of Lyme disease in central New York in 2013, according to the New York State Department of Health. More than 600 deer were found on the east side in a 15-square-mile area. Some residents asked why deer management and Lyme disease are not being treated as a public health issue. Jan Markarian, who lives in the Syracuse University area, suggested addressing the problem similar to rabies prevention.
I don't know why we are not pushing the New York State Legislature to be asking for the money that all of the communities need, because it's a statewide issue. I think just our municipalities alone cannot do it, and it encourages people to tackle this problem on the cheap.
Onondaga County has allocated $100,000 to fund neighborhood deer and tick management programs. One controversial program to reduce deer populations is Bait and Cull, which has bow hunters kill the deer. Some attendees were upset because sometimes the deer can get shot, run off, and suffer a long death. But professional bow hunters in the audience said it is humane if done properly and should kill the deer in about 60 seconds. A task force is considering all options, including non-lethal methods such as the surgical sterilization of deer. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.